Track number 15, History of Kalia. Text number 2 and 3 onwards, chapter number 16, continued. So the other serpents, that they used to provide food for Garuda on a regular basis, they used to give for their own protection, not out of love, thinking that he is a Vaishnava, a servant of the Lord. He must be hungry, and we have so much in our orchards. They had very huge orchards. In the fifth canto, it is described very huge and very dense orchards they have. So much fruit. And he is a bird, Garuda, so naturally he will eat fruit when he is hungry. So that also he comes about once or twice a month. So that means 12 to 24 times a year, not very much. Just see, not very much. Or maybe he used to come on Ekadashi to eat fruits. After all, he is a Vaishnav. So, Samsam Bhagam Prayachati, text 3. So, everyone used to give their share of the offering. And that also for Gopithaya Atmana, for their own protection. To Suparnaya Mahatmane. To Mahatma Garuda. He's called Mahatma here. Sukadev Goswami, why is he calling Mahatma here?
Mahatma karte mahaprabhav mai.
Mahatma means one who has mahaprabhav.
Dusra arth hai.
He had so much power and effect on these serpents. They had to give him because they had a lot of fear of him.
Bhagwan.
He is almost like God. Also, he is Mahatma because he is satisfied with whatever fruits they give him. The nature of his body is that he should catch snakes and eat them. But he would eat the fruits they give him and be satisfied. Therefore, he is Mahatma. Suparnaya Mahatma. Suparn is another name of Garuda. Text number
4.
Kalia was very proud of his powers of his poison, and he was the son of Kadru. Therefore, he was insulting Garuda, and he told everyone, and even after he told everyone, all the other snakes, not to make an offering, the others, even if they were afraid of Garuda, but still they would make the offering. The snake that used to carry all these offerings to put under a tree, Kalia used to be so angry with them that he would eat that particular snake. Snakes can eat other snakes as fish eat other fish. It's their nature. And if snakes eat other snakes as food, so if Garuda comes once in a month or so and eats some snakes, so what is wrong with that? Just see. It was not wrong. Kalia used to eat all the offering, not just fruits. Sometimes they would make puris, jalebis. Kalia would eat all of them, all of the offering. And then he'll eat the snake also. And milk also. And he would not leave. He would not leave any for Garuda. And the nagas that used to deliver all this for Garuda under the tree, he would eat them also. And not that he was hungry or he needed it, he would just eat so Garuda won't get any. Because he wanted to insult Garuda, why he should get? So when Garuda came, sat on the tree, and he saw today there was no food. There was a very huge tree, Shalmali tree or some other tree within this universe. And Garuda would come on, sit on that same tree. Just like the Lord stays in this world as Paramatma, Garuda also stays in this world. So he used to come on that tree once or twice in a month. And of course, if he came every day, then you could blame Garuda. But once or twice a month, it's not very much. And also that, also just to eat fruit. And the snakes had amazing amount of supply of fruits. So when he came and he was feeling so hungry and he saw there was absolutely nothing there. So in the end, he asked some snakes that were wandering around. He asked them, so what happened? Where is my offering? And they said Kaliya came and he ate all of it. So Garuda could understand his mother Kadru's son. He became very angry. He thought, I have to chastise him. Everyone has to arrange for their food. So why is he eating my offering? So Garuda slapped him. This katha will come. And after that, every 15 days, they would put an offering for Garuda. But this Kaliya got so scared, he ran away and he went and hid in Vrindavan. This katha Sukadev Goswami is speaking.
Bhagavan Bhagavat Priya Viji Ghansur Mahabega Kaliyam Samupatravat.
Text number 5.
Kaliyam Samupatravat. Tach Kaliye ne hamara
bhajan ka hai. Shrutva. Having heard this,
Bhagavan to aise hi Bhagavan hai.
Sukadev Goswami calls him Bhagavan Bhagavat Priya. Bhagavan means very powerful, Bhagavat Priya, very dear devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is how Sukadev Goswami is addressing him. Bhagavat Priya, he is very dear to Lord Vishnu, he is his carrier. That means he has a lot of strength. He became angry. Just see for yourself, if somebody is very hungry for days, and then he is invited that you come and eat a good meal. And if he goes there and finds there's absolutely no food to eat, how will he feel? How will he feel? He's been hungry for days. Just because he's Vaishnav means, does it mean he won't get angry? He got angry. Vijighansu means desiring to kill. Mahavega with great speed. That tree where he was sitting was very far away from the city, but he came with great speed flying, and he had huge wings, and his body was so big. When he came, everybody understood why he's coming. Everybody understood. And they all were very scared. Kaliya also saw him coming. What he should have done was offer obeisances and ask for forgiveness, but rather he stood there with his hoods up and wanting to attack Garuda. He lifted all his 1,000 or so hoods and he thought, I know how to handle this Garuda. I will kill Garuda today. I will just bite him. He had a lot of pride. He had a lot of pride, and he depended on his poison. He knew that he can kill anybody just by touching them with his lips. A person who is very proud of himself, they cannot understand the elevated persons because they're so much there's so much about their own self, about their strength. Actually, in front of Kaliya, he was nothing. But Kaliya really believed that I just have to touch him or bite him and Garuda will die. This way he stood to fight with him. Text number 6. Anaika mastaka, one who had so many heads, he stood there, he saw that Garuda was coming. He thought that if Garuda has his wings as his weapon, I also have my weapon. My great strength is my poison. That is my great weapon. He said, if I just get a chance and if I can just bite him anywhere on his body, Garuda is dead. There was no medicine to get the poison out afterwards. He knew his strength. He knew that, that there was nobody could cure him of his poison once he bites Garuda. His poison was so dangerous that if he could just lick somebody with his one of his tongues, that person would die. Forget biting, putting his teeth in their body, just by touching. Sukadev Goswami says here he had karal jiva, very fearsome tongues, and uchvasita ugra lochana. His eyes were very terrible and they were expanded. His ugra lochana means his eyes were always pouring out poison. If from a distance he would see somebody, the poisons will be coming out of his eyes and they would splash on that person and he would die. He was so terrible. Why he should be afraid of Garuda, he thought. He got ready to fight. Uttita anek mastaka. So many heads, he raised them and he ran to bite Garuda. So Garuda's ayudh, his weapon is vish, his vish ayudh, and sorry, Kaliya's weapon is vish ayudh and Garuda's weapon is nak ayudh, his nails, his paws. In text 6, both words are given in one line. Kaliya did not stand there with any other weapons like gada, sword, bow and arrow, nothing. He doesn't need. He was very proud of his poison. With taking that, he stood there with his hoods up. So he has so many fangs, and he used to think hoods, and he used to think, well, if Garuda, smacks one or two of my hoods, then I have other hoods to take care of him. The same he wanted to do with Krishna. Sometimes there's some people, they're always out to bite people. They have only one fang, but he has one and hundreds, 1001, main 101 fangs. In this shloka number 6, it says Kaliya bit Garuda with the weapons of his fangs. That means he got ready to bite Garuda with his very fearful tongues and his eyes. But here Garuda also is the son of a great rishi Tarksha, same as Kaliya. Tarksha is Kashyap Muni. Triksh is Marichi, and Marichi's son is called Tarksha.
Tarksha Putra.
Tarksha Putra. Garuda is Tarksha Putra, son of Taksha Rishi.
Tam Taksha Putra sa nirasya manyuma garujita krodh.
Text 7.
Pahale se ga to unhone nirasya usko nirasya
Garuda. He knew how snakes attack. He was ready and he knew how to ward them off. With great speed and with great speed and so full of anger, prachand veg, moving with terrible swiftness. Madhusudan Asana, the carrier of Lord Madhusudan, with his wing he slapped this Kaliya so hard that Kaliya went flying. He did not slap very hard, just very lightly, but Garuda was so strong that Kaliya went flying. For Kaliya, Garuda's one slight slap was sufficient, because Kaliya is so powerful, and this is the weapon for birds. They slap, they attack with their wings. Pakshi means one who has pankh, his feathers, their wing. Wing is their hand, is everything. They fly with wings, they eat. Garuda is the king of the birds, Pakshi Raj. So he slapped Garuda. He slapped Kaliya. He says here, Garuda is Madhusudan Asana and Prachand Veg. He moves with terrible speed, because he has Vishnu. He carries Vishnu and he travels with great speed. He is the Asana of Madhusudana. When he flies with Madhusudan on him, he flies with so much speed that the demons that are on the ground, just if they can touch the wind that his wings blow, they just die. And if Garuda ever slaps these demons, what will happen to them? Just by the breeze, the wind coming from his wings when he's flying, the demons on the ground, they die. His Madhusudan Asana means the time when Lord was killing a Madhu demon. He was riding on Garuda. Therefore, Garuda is called Madhusudan Asana. Garuda helped him a lot to kill a Madhu demon. One who helped Madhusudan kill Madhu demon, he has come to slap Kaliya. What did he do? He came with great speed and his body is golden color, and with his left wing, which was shining golden effulgence, he slapped the son of Kadru. He did not kill him. After all, he is Mahatma, and he thought, this is the son of my stepmother Kadru. So he just punished him, but he didn't kill him. So his prowess is very mighty, and yet he did not want to kill Kadru Sutam, son of Kadru. Hari Suri Prabhu has written in his commentary on the word in this text, Paksh means his wing. Pakshpat means to hit with the paksh, his wing. But pakshpat also means to be on the other person's side. He's actually on Kaliya's side because he didn't want to kill him, considering him his step brother. And because of this, pakshpat means Garuda considering him to be on his own side, that Kaliya got to go and live in Vrindavan. Because he got a slap from Garuda, the devotee of Lord Vishnu, he got to go and live in Vrindavan. To be slapped by a devotee and then get to live in Vrindavan is a very great fortune. For someone, he got a beating from someone and he came to Vrindavan to take shelter, or he had a fight with his wife and he came to Vrindavan. Still, it is good because he came to Vrindavan. Actually, for Kaliya, this slapping of Garuda was a ticket to Vrindavan. It's as if Garuda gave him a ticket to go to Vrindavan. And as soon as he got that slap, he went straight to Vrindavan and he lived there. He took all his family and everything. We should read every word of these verses very carefully. Why in text 7 this pakshena, paksh word is there? You could also use the word pankh for his wing. Paksh means to take the side of someone. He could have killed Kaliya, but Garuda is Mahatma. He's almost as great as Vishnu. It's as if he said, why are you living here with all these snakes? Go to Vrindavan. Garuda does not go to Vrindavan. When Garuda slapped Kaliya with his wing, Kaliya was extremely distraught. He was so hurt. He was beaten so badly just with one little slap. He became very badly wounded. And on the same day, he took his wife and his wives and his children and came to a lake adjoining the river Jamuna, and he just got settled there, lived there. And from that time, this lake, Yamuna Lake, is called Kaliya Lake, Kaliya Daha. Why? Because he knew Garuda could not enter there. Others would not even go to that lake because it was very, very scary, very deep. So nobody would go there. And Kaliya knew that Garuda was not allowed to go there. So Durasadam is for other people, means it was very difficult to enter. And Duragayam is for Garuda, means it was just unapproachable for Garuda, not allowed. So Garuda used to stay far away from the lake's shores. And Kaliya found out about this. Tam Kaliya Param Veda. Later that katha will come, that Kaliya knew this this great knowledge. This katha will come later on. Why was it unapproachable, that lake, for Garuda? Why he couldn't go? Because he is very dear to Lord Vishnu. He is his carrier. Why he could not enter into that, go near that lake? The whole world can go to Vrindavan. The Lord's carrier, his parshad, he cannot go to Vrindavan. What happened? Why was it agamya or unapproachable by Garuda? This question was not asked here, but Sukadev Goswami can understand that somebody will ask that question. So himself he is answering that question. Or while hearing the katha, Maharaj Parikshit might have whispered, why like this? Why you couldn't come? He may have showed that feeling. So Sukadev is answering. Text number 9. On that text number 8, Hari Sauri Prabhu, he has written one text.
Tarkshya gamyam jat padam viksha mangshu tatra gatya swastham apur gesha. Apne satru ke ka hai.
A person who always looks for one very tiny hole for his enemy. He always lives very peacefully.
Kaliye ke satru Garuda ji the.
Kaliya's enemy was Garuda Dev. And where is Garuda's weakness? This Kaliya, he used to always try to find out about where is Garuda's weakness. What is his background? What is his weakness? Who knows him? And finally he got information from here and there that Garuda never goes to Vrindavan from long before. From the time, long time before this incident, he was always in enmity with Garuda. So he was always trying to find, Garuda was his enemy from long before, and he was always trying to find out some weakness of Garuda's. And he succeeded. Different people would tell him stories, so he found out that Shaburi Muni, he cursed him that he cannot go to Vrindavan. So Hari Sauri Prabhu says, just see, because he was always looking for some weakness, one very tiny, like a tiny hole, needle hole of a weakness in his enemy. Since so long that he finally got, and look, it came to good use. So he thought, I will live very peacefully without Garuda's ever finding me out, and it will be living in Braj. Very good for me.
So
in other words, our acharyas, Hari Sauri Prabhu is saying, those who are very careful about finding their weakness of their enemies, so careful as if they cannot get sleep until they find something, that person that lives peacefully. So Kaliya found this out. And he was very clever. He didn't tell any other snake, because others will also move in there. So he didn't tell anybody. Otherwise all would have come to Vrindavan, and then he wouldn't get a space. Here it is said, Param Kaliya Veda. Only Kaliya knew. Hari Sauri Maharaj is telling a very good politics here.
तो गरुड़ जी की कमी को पहचानना जानना बड़ा कठिन था.
So to find out this weakness of Lord Garuda was very difficult.
इन्हें कमी थी और नहीं जा सकता था इसलिए वो गया.
He found out and that's why he went. Now the question may rise in the mind, why that Vrindavan was unapproachable for Garuda. So here Shukadev Goswami is telling in text number 9.
Jalacharam garlo bhakshanipsitam nivarita sau harina prasayachudito harat. Ekada, ek samay.
Once, ekada.
Tatra, usi kaliya harat me.
One time, in that same
Garuda,
Kaliya's lake.
Jalacharam bhakshanipsitam. Garuda ji wahan gaye.
Garuda went there with a desire to eat fish. He never used to go there for regularly go there to eat fish.
अमृत का कलश से छीन करके पाताल लोक से वे जा रहे थे.
He had stolen a pot of amrita nectar from पाताल लोक, from lower planets, and he was traveling.
कदम में वृक्ष पर बैठे, उस पर कलश रखे, तब उसी का एक दो बूंद छू गया था तो अमर हो गया.
So he sat on the kadamba tree and put the kalash on top of the tree. Maybe one or two drops of that nectar fell on that tree, so that tree became immortal and it didn't die.
Kalita.
So he had come a long way.
He
had flown a long way from lower planets. He had flown with that pot of amrita, and he was tired and hungry. So he, from that tree, when he looked down into this lake, which was later known as Kaliya's lake, he saw a very big, very huge, fat fish.
It
might have been called Jamuna Hrad, Jamuna's lake at that time. He saw this big fish.
स्वाभाविक ही मछली खाते हैं, हाथी खाते हैं, सांप खाते हैं, स्वाभाविक भोजन है.
सो ही वॉज वेरी वेरी हंग्री, इट्स नेचुरली हिज फूड. सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज आफ्टर ऑल इट वॉज हिज नॉर्मल फूड. ही ईट्स फिश, ही ईट्स स्नेक्स, ही कैन ईट एलिफेंट्स. वी शुड नॉट पुट आवर द रूल्स फॉर ह्यूमंस ऑन गरुड़ा. आफ्टर ऑल ही इज अ बर्ड.
कोशिश किए मरलाने लगे कि पकड़ करके खा जाए.
सो ही वॉज एंडेवरिंग टू
भरी जल के भीतर तपस्या.
ही वॉज एंडेवरिंग टू कैच दिस फिश. सो अबव द लेक ही स्टार्टेड टू फ्लाई स्लोली, एंड सोबरी वॉज डूइंग हिज तपस्या इन दैट सेम लेक अंडर द वॉटर्स. इन दिस वर्स नंबर 9 सुखदेव गोस्वामी says plain Saurabhina, Saurabhina. He does not even say Saurabhi Muni, because he is a little upset with Saurabhi. He just calls him plain Saurabhi, because he later cursed Garuda. So he is not calling him Saurabhi Ji or Saurabhi Muni, sage Saurabhi, just plain Saurabhi. So this Saurabhi was doing his austerities under the water, and water used to be around him like walls. He used to feel very disturbed on land, so he thought, I will go in the water and I will do my samadhi, my dhyan, whatever he had to do. This was not the system of doing bhajan in Vrindavan, but on his own he thought of a way, and he is coming and doing this. In Vrindavan, one should do parikrama, one should do japa, one should do kirtan, to drown himself in water and meditate. What meditation he was doing? He was looking at fish. In the ninth canto, his story is there in great detail in the ninth canto.
तो गरुण जी आए, मरदाने लगे तो उनके पंख की विशद छाया आदि देखकर तुरंत सौभरी देखा और समझ गया.
सो व्हेन गरुड़ा वाज फ्लाइंग अराउंड इन सर्कल्स अबव द लेक, अंडरनीथ सौभरी मुनि ही सॉ ह्यूज शैडोज ऑफ द विंग्स ऑफ गरुड़ा. ही कुड अंडरस्टैंड
लगे तो उनके पंख की विशद छाया तुरंत सौभरी देखा और समझ गया और उन्होंने कहा,
Garuda's this Sauvari, he could see it was Garuda. So he, from underneath, he was looking up, and he was very rudely he shouted at Garuda, "Hey!"
भगवान के वाहन को कह रहा है, नहीं तुम नहीं खा सकते.
He is telling the carrier of Lord Vishnu, "No, you cannot eat here."
तो गरुड़ जी से चीनी मुनि की बात पर क्या ध्यान दे, और उनको भूख लगी थी।
सो गरुड़ देव वाय हु ही वुड लिसन टू दिस इनसिग्निफिकेंट शौभरी एंड ही वाज स्टार्विंग। सो वेरी स्विफ्टली ही ग्रैब्ड दैट बिग फिश।
सुखदेव गोस्वामी कथा वाय दोस्त नहीं कह रहे,
ही वॉज हंग्री। सुखदेव गोस्वामी इन दिस वर्स डज नॉट होल्ड Garuda responsible or blame on Garuda. He says it was his natural normal food and he was hungry, so he sees the fish. Rather it was the duty of Shaubari. He should have seen the Lord's carrier is here, he must be hungry, so he should have invited him to his home and he should have told him, please eat some of this fish. Some people say that fish is a fruit, a water fruit, whatever it is.
तो भगवान आकर के चाह रहे, जिन्होंने मछली बनाया है, सब कुछ बनाया है।
The Lord who has made the fish, his carrier wants to come and eat one fish.
तो प्रत्यक्षमा, तो रोका, बताइए तुम तपस्या करने।
But rather he stopped him. Just see, you have gone there to do tapasya, to meditate. At Vaishnav Raj, Pakshi Raj, you're not letting him eat. It was his great mistake, actually. Vaishnav Apraj. But still, Garuda did not care. He took the fish. Then he made a second offense. What he did, this Shaubari Muni, all these years, whatever tapasya he did, all the credit he acquired, he used all of that to curse Garuda.
फिर भी गरुड़ जी नहीं माने, खा गए। तब दूसरा महाअपराध देखिए उसका, जितनी तपस्या मीनान शुद्ध खितान दृष्टवा दीनान मीन पतौ हते, मीन पतौ हते, मीन
राजाने
के बाद मछलियां दीनान।
After the head of the fish, the king of the fish was eaten by Garuda, the other fish became very unhappy.
They were
very unhappy, and Sukadev Goswami is calling them Deen. The other fish became very Deen, wretched, because they could not come out of the water to shout at Garuda, to fight with him, retaliate. It's not that they were complaining or saying anything to Shaubari, but Shaubari could understand their sad state of their hearts. He lives inside the water, you think he does not understand the feeling of the fish. He was a very big tapasvi, yogi. He could understand that all these fish were feeling very unhappy. Seeing the wretched condition of those most unhappy fish, Shaubari Muni became very merciful. He felt a lot of compassion in his heart for the other fish. He was not being kind, compassionate to Garuda because he was hungry, but he is compassionate to the fish because one fish was eaten by Garuda. Because he considered the fish their own, their neighbor, their mine.
Moha.
Or rather, you can say, why don't you say that you don't have any relationship with the Lord's devotee?
ऐसा करने से
तत्र क्षेम आचरण,
मछलियों का हित होगा, कल्याण होगा, रहेंगी, इसलिए उसने
there'll be
साथ दिया,
safe, they'll be
गरुड़ जी को
happy.
कृपया सागरी उन पर कृपा किए मछलियों पर.
By being merciful, he wanted to be merciful to the fish, and so he cursed Garuda.
Garuda, yadi matsyan sakhadati, sabda praner vijujyata saptametat bravimyaham.
Text number 11. This Swabari Muni said, if Garuda ever enters this lake again and eats the fish here, he will immediately die. He'll immediately lose his life. What I'm saying is the truth. He thinks that he is doing some great welfare work for the fish, but he does not realize what great harm he is doing, what a wrong thing he is doing. For Garuda not to enter that lake, it became a reason for Kaliya to enter that lake. By Kaliya's entering that lake, not one fish survived. All of them died because of the poison. This is what he did, welfare work. This is the welfare he did for the fish. And on top of that, the birds that would fly up, they would fall dead. All the trees would fall dead. For Garuda to not be able to go to Vrindavan, all living entities, it became a great problem for all living entities for their survival. And by his own intelligence, Shaburi thought he was doing a good welfare work for all the fish. He thought all these fish will be safe now, etc. Whereas Shripad Hari Sori Prabhu, he says,
जलचर को खाते.
He knew that the fish eat other fish.
वही मत्स्य अपने से छोटे मत्स्यों को खा जाता था. और कोई तिमिंगल आदि हो तो उसको आकर खा जाता.
That same big fish, he would eat other smaller fish. And if there is a one big timingila fish, he would eat this big fish. He knew that this was nature, that one fish would eat another fish.
के बहाना करके एक मछली खा जाए तो अभी कल्याणकारी योजना और संस्था बना रहा.
But if one, the Lord's carrier would come and eat, he came and eat one fish, he is making a movement, a संस्था for protection of the fish. He wants to do good for the fish. Wherever is one rishi or muni or yogi, His concentration should be the Supreme Lord topmost. This was his duty as a yogi, to show respect to the Lord's carrier. And if he could not show respect to the Lord's carrier, at least he should not have cursed him. The very great personalities like the Lord's carrier, one should not criticize their activities. Whatever they do, that is dharma. The Lord, the Saurabhi Muni, from his own intelligence, he was thinking he is doing dharma. Hari Sauri Prabhu said that it is so true that again and again the Shastras, they say,
Saubhari
thought that he was doing dharma, but he did not realize how far away he was from dharma. He could not understand. Maharaj Yudhishthir was asked by Yaksha in Mahabharata that what is pantha? Which path one should take for spiritual life? That is, what is dharma, what is pantha? Maharaj Yudhishthir says, Maharaj Yudhishthir said, whatever the great personalities they do, that is dharma. And Saubhari Muni, he is doing dharma by his own intelligence. That what one thinks with his own mind has no significance. A person can think so much with his mind. And Shruti is there so much. And among rishis and munis means there is no two munis who will think the same thing. So all the munis have different ideas. Then a question may be asked, then how does a human being know what he is to do?
Maharaj,
Yudhishthir says that it's like as if this knowledge is locked in the cave, you cannot get it. In what time, which land, which country, what is the right thing to do at the right time? It is very difficult to understand. So what should we do? So Yudhishthir Maharaj says, Mahajana Yena Gata Sapantha. Whichever path the great acharyas, they have gone, just go on that path. Whatever they have done, do that. Whatever they have said, do that. Our acharyas have told us what to do, and that is what we should do.
Shastra padh karke, dhund karke, ya mano mimamsa karke, hum dharma ka nirnay nahi kar payenge.
By reading Shastra, we may not be able to understand exactly. We may not be able to make the right decision. What the Mahatmas, our previous Acharyas have said and done, we should do that. Sometimes people, they just guess and they mislead people. They give them the information, do this, do that, chant this mantra, chant that mantra. The dharma tattva is like locked up in a cave, and some great acharyas, they have taken it out. Just like for Kali Yuga.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Just like for Kali Yuga, this has been given.
बहुत प्रसिद्ध ऋषि धर्म पालन कर रहा था.
So this very great rishi was following some religion.
अवतावाद चाहे जीव सुखवाद जो भी कहिए.
Whether it was which वाद, जीव सुखवाद, फिश सुखवाद, whatever you want to say.
इनों के हिफाजत के लिए बहुत चेष्टा की और अपना सारा तपस्या लगा दिया.
For the keeping the fish safe, he was doing so much tapasya, and he put all his fruits of his tapasya into this. He opened a society, a movement for protection of the fish. And he cursed by cursing Garuda. And he did a really good job. All the fish died. On this point, Harisori Prabhu has written some very nice points. If you want to do good for somebody, then you should do good in this way, that the doing good is not just for that moment, but it is forever. This is how one should, it should be done.
Tatrik vidheyam budhai jatsya tat parinam saukhya janakam nirdukha lesham vrisham. Jisme koi dukh na ho unko,
in which
they
have no suffering, and later in the future also there will be always blissful, no suffering. This is how one should do a kalyan or good for others. Not that you do something good for someone for a few moments, few minutes, and later that person becomes very deeply in trouble and so much suffering.
यदि श्रेय करना हो तो ऐसा करना चाहिए.
इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डू श्रेया देन श्रेया शुड बी डन लाइक दिस.
कार्यम सौ भरी वाक्य वन्न सहसा तत्काल मीनेष्ट दम. सौभरी जी की तरह कार्य नहीं करना चाहिए.
नॉट दैट यू शुड डू लाइक सौभरी.
सौभरी जी ने जो कार्य
हु वांट्स टू डू समथिंग गुड हु वांटेड टू डू समथिंग गुड फॉर द फिश.
यह सोच करके कि मछलियों को इससे सुख होगा.
ही डिड दैट थिंकिंग द फिश विल बी हैप्पी बाय मी कर्सिंग गरुड़ा.
उनका हित सोचेगा. सहसा काम करती है विचार में.
ऑल ऑफ अ सडन ही डिड दैट विदाउट थिंकिंग अबाउट इट. द वर्ड्स दैट सौभरी मेड गेव टू गरुड़ा ही शुड नॉट हैव डन दैट सो क्विकली. ही शुड हैव थॉट अबाउट व्हाट ही इज गोइंग टू से.
मत्स्य से वास्तव में प्रेम था.
फॉरगेट सौभरी. ही एक्चुअली हैड द्वेष और एनवी टुवर्ड्स गरुड़ा. And he had prem, some attachments to these fish.
तो मत्स्य का भी हित करना चाहिए था ना. विचार करना चाहिए था कि परिणाम में क्या होगा.
So he should have thought, whatever he did, he should have thought, is this going to do good for the fish? But he did not think.
तो इसी तरह से हरीश्वर जी कहते हैं कि किसी भी व्यक्ति को सीखना चाहिए सौभरी जी से.
So here Hariswari Prabhu is saying that everyone should learn from Sauburi Muni that he should think of the result of their words. That because of Sauburi's words, all of the water life was totally destroyed. There was so much trouble for them. And he actually wanted to do hit for them, good for them. For all the jalcharas, all the water life, Sauburi's word became words of sorrow for them. Therefore, an intelligent person should think very hard before the words come out of his mouth. And if he's doing good for somebody, he should stop and think of what will happen later on in time, not just immediate.
तत्काल कुछ फायदा हो गया इसलिए बस कायदा तोड़ो. कुछ लोग खड़े नहीं हो.
टू गेट सम प्रॉफिट वन शुड नॉट ब्रेक द रूल्स. समटाइम्स पीपल डो नॉट वॉन्ट टू बी इन अ क्यू. व्हेन देयर इज अ क्यू इन इंडिया दे कम जस्ट राइट इन द फ्रंट.
लाइन होता है.
समटाइम्स देयर इज अ लाइन फॉर प्रसादम और समथिंग. फॉर टिकट प्लेन or train plane tickets or prasadam, there's a line, and some people don't like to stand in line. They cut the line and then it happens. One time I was with one devotee and he went to get tickets, and there were about 50-60 people in line.
And
just recently, and he stood in the front of the line.
And
by then,
when
there's only few people left, and like 40 more people came in the back, then this person giving the train tickets, he said, "Get back in the line." So he had to go back all the way. But by now, he would have been in front if he had gone in the queue. So if from the beginning if he was in the queue, by now he would have been done. But not following the rules. One should think, this is very insignificant example I'm giving, but one should always consider.
की बात होती है, मनुष्य के मन में बात बैठी रहती है कि भैया बोले
ना. Sometimes people say, I have to do this at this time and I have to do this for dharma. Whatever one has to do, at least they should not speak very quickly. One should think three times before think, before talking, before speaking something. One should consider what will be the effect of this. So Saubari did not speak very well. So if Saubari had not spoken like this, then Garuda would not have been stopped to go to Vrindavan.
Then
Kaliya would not have had to come to Vrindavan. And then the living entities in the water, they would not have been in trouble. So all negative words means if Saubari had not cursed the Garuda had not been stopped to come to Vrindavan, then Kaliya would not have entered the lake and then all the fish would not have died. So all this became possible because of Saubari's words. Therefore intelligent person should learn from this story, this prasang. Therefore the Shastrakars, Vyasa Muni has given us in the Shastras. They have very much thought about this and they have given us this information.
Kya sthitameva dharma tattvam gurh guhayam iti visadam. Is prasang mein.
Therefore, whatever our acharyas have done and given, we should do that. Because it is very difficult for one to come to the conclusion as to what to do in time, place and circumstance. One should not make up their own. Especially when you are about to do something against some great personality, one should be very careful. Saubari never stopped to think, who am I about to curse? He had so much moha for the fish. That his discrimination was destroyed because of the moha for the fish. That I am going to now curse the Lord's Parshad. Because of whom, if he does not enter Vrindavan, so much anisht, bad will happen.
अनेक मनुष्य मिलेंगे लेकिन भगवान के भक्तों को जो रियली कृष्ण से प्रेम प्रिय हैं.
One will meet so many sadhus and people in the world, but those who are very dear to the Lord, but the Lord's devotees who really love Krishna, who have made Krishna their own, and they're very dear to Krishna. And one should not be envy of such devotees or criticize them. We should not even be in our minds offend them. Then through words, what to speak of? Just like for Garuda to eat matsya, to eat snakes or fish, this is his habit, this is his nature, this is his body. But on what level is Garuda, he should have thought. And Saubari knew that Garuda is not under these rules of like people eating fish or snakes. But he was so attached to this fish. He had so much mamata and moha with this fish, and because of that he cursed Swaburi. He knew the glories of Swaburi, but still out of his attachment for the fish, he went ahead and cursed him. So in two ways a person can offend a great personality like Swaburi did, by becoming attached to other living entities. Some great personalities behavior, if he does not like, then he makes offenses.